Now, we'll go on to Graham and Gramp Wiswell. They lived a lot closer to us than Graham and Gramp Rob. I just had to go down the hill and cross the main road, and there they were. I did a lot more work for Gramp Wiswell. He used to weed his gladiolas. He had, I don't know how many bushels of gladiolas he planted. Well, he planted. No, his helper, his worker, did the planting on Joe Pellerin next door. He did the planting. He had sometimes four and six rows of gladiolas that the rows were, they were a good 40 feet long. And he planted an awful lot of gladiolas. And what he would do when they come into bloom, he'd go over and pick them. At the time he was long in years, he lost his eyesight. He went blind, and he couldn't see the gladiolas too well, but he could see the stalks, and he would cut them, and then he would take them over to the house, and in a flower basket. There was a basket with a long basket with a big rim on it. He could lay them right in there, and then Graham Wiswell would sort them out into bunches, and then he would put a plastic band around them, and Anna, my sister Anna, used to take them around the town to the, well, ladies of the town, really, sort of widows of the town that there was Gramp and Graham was new, and that was her job, was to deliver those. But was my job, was to weed them, and boy, I'll tell you, I hated that job. But I'll tell you a story about one time I got through weeding it, and Gramp was in and listening to his Atwater Kent radio, and he says, "Well, how many rows you weed today?" I said, "Well, I did two good and clean. And I started on the third one, and I kind of tired." So I went in. He says, "Okay." So he gets out 25 cents, and he gives it to me, and he says, "Where's Maggie?" I says, "She's out in the kitchen." And he's, "Okay." So he had a big, deep purse, two-sided, two-panel purse, and he went into the other side, and he got a dime. He says, "Here, here's for an ice cream cone." Well, just then, Grandma comes through the door. "What's that, Frank? What are you doing over there?" "Well, I'd already got the 35 cents, the dime and the quarter." And he said, "Oh, nothing." She says, "What'd he pay you?" I says, "He gave me 25 cents for working." Then he says, "Pretty hot day. I like an ice cream cone." So he gave me another dime. "Give me that dime." Put it back into his purse. Oh boy, I'll tell you, she was really a cheap old thing sometimes, I thought. But all in all, Graham was a very nice woman. But there is a thing with just opposite of Graham and Gramp Rob. Graham and Gramp Wiswell were just the opposite. Graham was a little woman, and Gramp was a great boy. He had an awful stubble pod on him. Oh, my God. He was sitting down in a chair. You couldn't get in his lap. There was no lap there. You couldn't sit in his lap. And he was in the wood business, the stove wood business, a foot long, kindling wood, you know. Oh boy, he had a big woodshed out back, and he had two men that would stand out there day in and day out splitting that wood, and he sold it to people in the town. And matter of fact, my dad tells about delivering wood for him, and that was the way he made his money. And they had a very nice house down there, one of the first people in the town of Marlboro to have an oil burner in the furnace. All before that was wood stove, wood fires. But Grant had two men, and I understand it at one time he had four pair of horses. They used to haul that wood out. He had wood choppers and everything. They'd cut the wood in 4 foot lengths and bring it down and saw it down there. I don't recall who the sawyer was that sawed the wood up. Might have been George Capron, I don't know. But anyway, that was his business, and he made a good business. Oh, well, I would say Graham was the business end of it. As a matter of fact, Grandpa Wiswell would go and buy a lot and chop it off, cut it off. But it was always small wood that you could split very easily. No knots in it, you know. And the woodlots, he had, I think, quite a few. He must have had quite a few, because before he died, he gave us all the grandchildren a woodlot. I had one. Anna had one. Chuck had one. Lawrence had one. And my mother had one. And Margaret. I guess I mentioned all of them. But they all had a woodlot at one time. And of all those woodlots, there's just one left. It was one that was really given to Lawrence, I believe. And it's what you call a landlocked lot. It's only about 37 acres, but it's all wooded. And it's landlocked. You can't, in other words, from a road, you can't get to it. You have to go across somebody else's land to get to it. But you can't build on it or anything. It would be no way of getting it. But that's the only lot that's left. All the rest have been sold. And Gramp used to have zinnias too. He used to have a little zinnia patch up in front of the bay window of the house. He always planted the zinnias there. And they were the small, short type zinnias. They weren't zinnias. They weren't the large, giant type that they put out nowadays. And as I say, I'll tell you a story about the. I didn't stay overnight, only a couple of weekends down there. This one weekend I recall staying overnight, Saturday night into Sunday. And I get up the next morning and Graham would say, want an egg on toast? I says, yeah. She says, you want two? I says, sure. So I didn't realize at the time, but Gramp never had any teeth. Or he had his teeth out, you know. He always gummed his food. Anyway, I said, sure, too. Yeah. So she toasts the bread, and then runs the edge around in warm water. And then puts them on and puts the egg on them. Well, I come on to eat that soggy old toast. Doritos. It was so funny to eat it that way, you know, but that's the way Gramp had them. So I had them that way. It was something that was a little bit different than what I had at home. But I like Gramp was old boy. He was a jolly old fella. He was the last part of it is he had that fire, that stove wood out there. It was for his kitchen stove. It was a foot long and it, you know, almost split like kindlingwood, you know. And he used to put, mind you, 5 cords of that wood into that back shed right off the kitchen, and he used to put 5 cords in there, and I with a wheelbarrow I used to wheel that around and put it into the wood shed in there and pile it up. And he paid me for it. I can't recall what I used to get, but He paid me good anyways. What Maggie would tell him to pay me, you know. But that was one job that I did the latter part of him. Of course, Gramp died in 1946, so which was 10 years beyond Grandpa Rob. So they were about 10 years apart from passing away. So I did more with Grandpa Wiswell than I did with Grandpa Rob. Okay? I don't know if I've got anything about on this about it, but that's about it.